Book of Exodus tonight, chapter number 36. We felt compelled of the Lord to look at this scripture and say a little something about it. Exodus chapter number 36. They're in the building and work of the tabernacle. And I'll start reading at verse number 3. The Bible said, "They received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made. And they spake unto Moses, saying, The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave command, and they caused to be proclaimed throughout all the camp, saying, Let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing." Well, boy, that's a strong verse right there.
Yeah.
That they brought so much that they told them they had enough. Amen. And verse 7 says, "For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. And every wise-hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work made he them." Of course, you go down through here and it tells how they made these curtains and how they brought things together to build and to fulfill that work that God had set up Moses to instruct the people. And now they had a tabernacle here, thank God, that God said he would meet with them in the most holy place. But I want you to look at verse 7 tonight, if you will, and I just want to bring a thought from this tonight. We feel like God have us to. And in verse number 7 of the Bible said here, "For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much." Here in the scripture it says, "For the stuff that they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much." Now I want to try, God to help me tonight, and just preach on stay with the stuff. Amen. I mean, just what they had was enough for them to make it. I don't know why we got the idea in this hour that we got to have something else. Thank God to have my friend to use to do the work of God. What we have's enough tonight. What Jesus done was enough on Calvary, and we don't have to add to it nor take away from it. Thank God it is just what it is. And a lot of people tonight want to add to the grace of God, want to add to the blood of Christ, want to add to what he did on Calvary. And brother, I'm telling you this tonight, you can't add to what Christ did. I'll tell you tonight, the Bible said, "I don't frustrate the grace of God, for righteousness come by the law, and Christ died in vain." You can't add one thing to what God's already given us through his blessed Son. And when somebody says that you've got to add to that, thank God what I've got's enough. Amen. What he done for me was enough. What he does for sinners is enough. And you can't add to it tonight. And thank God don't bring nothing else. What he came, thank God, to do was to save sinners. And what he does do is save sinners. And what he takes, thank God, to save sinners is enough tonight. And there's no need to bring some other stuff with it. Amen. That's right. Thank God for that. And I think about this day and age we're living in, and what people think that what church is, and what makes a church. Well, the church isn't the building, the church the people. Amen. Now, the church is a called out assembly of born again believers that's been baptized by immersion. Baptism don't have nothing to do with them being saved, but it does have nothing to do, thank God, with them after they are saved to be baptized into the local church. Amen. Brother,
Bible said that they that had received the word were baptized. They were baptized, thank God, by the church. They weren't baptized by somebody else. Thank God, that's baptized by the church. In fact, the only one that was ever commissioned, thank God, to baptize was the church. God didn't commission, thank God, some organization to baptize people. Thank God, we got water baptism. Thank God, in the local church. And when they got saved, they was baptized to identify themselves with Christ and His church and let the world know, thank God, that they was a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, thank God, we're baptized. Thank God, to identify ourselves that we have been saved. Amen. That's right. Baptism isn't for salvation. Baptism because you have been saved. That's right. Man go to heaven without being baptized. That's right. The thief on the cross never was baptized. That's right. He said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said, today thou shalt be in me in paradise. Amen. That's right. I asked one fellow that one time that believed in water baptism salvation. And I said, well, what about the thief? He said, well, the Lord knew he'd get off and get baptized. I said, that ain't what the Bible says. Well, the Bible said, Jesus said, today thou shalt be in me in paradise. And through and by the mercies of the Lord, I know that man went to heaven. Amen. I tell you tonight, you can't take away from it. Add to it, you can't do. It's still the same tonight. And we need to stick by the stump. I don't believe we ought to change. Thank God to get people. And we ought to stick by the stump and let God build His church. Amen. That's right. So the church is called out assembly of born again believers. And you know, really, if you think about it tonight, the church is the only thing that God is the only living organism on earth. And really, if you think about this, the church, if we say it's the church, we say it's the church ordinance. Baptism, the church ordinance, is the Lord's Supper, a church ordinance. There are no sacraments in that. There's no grace in being baptized. There's no grace in taking the Lord's Supper. The grace comes from Christ. Amen. Because it's a free gift of God. But the being baptized is an ordinance. Thank God the Lord's Supper is an ordinance. That's why I want to be a member of the Baptist Church. Amen. That's why I want to be affiliated with the Baptist Church. Because I believe, thank God, that's what you ought to do when you get saved. I believe you ought to be baptized into the Baptist Church. Thank God, where you are a member of the church. And thank God you do what God says. I tell you, if it is a church order, that's the only way you can get in the local church is be regenerated and be baptized. Thank God, and join that group of people there. Amen. And be a part of that. I tell you, when I leave out of here, I want to know I'm saved. Amen. I want to know I've been born again. But I also want to know, thank God, tonight that I was right with God's church. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I wouldn't want to have a visitation committee to come and visit me every time I didn't go to the house of God. Amen. That's right. Because I'll tell you what, tonight we can't stand to it. This is what God done. He's the one that said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You say, preacher, everybody's a member of the church. I beg to differ with you. Everybody's a member of the family of God by the new birth. But you got to join the local church. I'd be a member of the local church. Somebody said, I'm just a member of the whole big church. Is that right? Well, who disciplines you if you don't do right? Who's your pastor? Where do you ain't God tithe and offering at? I tell you, friend, there is a local church. Jesus didn't write to a universal church. He wrote to local churches. The church at Antioch. The church in Jerusalem. The church at Ephesus. Thank God, the church of Laodicea. It was a local church. Thank God, made up of churches. It was local bodies that met together under the headship of Christ and done what He said and upheld the word of truth. Amen. Oh, so you can't add to it tonight. Thank God. That's right. I like it, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. I know it's right. And I know this. I want to stick by the stuff. And I don't want to waver. I don't want to get in a place where I just waver and I'm tossed about with every wind of doctrine that ever comes by, and men follow things that's not in the Bible and wouldn't be in the, and my friend could not find in the Word of God, like we find in this hour. So much is going on, and I want to stick by the stuff. It still takes the preaching of the gospel to get sinners under conviction of sin and get born again. I mean, Acts 2:37 says that when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" It took the pricking of the Word of God to show that man he is a lost man, he is a going to hell, and the Holy Ghost showed him that through the preaching of the anointed Word of God. And men have to come that way. They can't come, thank God, no other way but by the drawing power of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. That's right. I don't want to waver from that. I don't want to waver from believing that God has to deal with a man to be saved. And I'll tell you this, there's no natural man that ever believes what God said until the Holy Ghost gives him faith. That is the gift of God. You didn't listen. We can say we believe the Bible all day. People say, "I believe the Bible from cover to cover." I'm telling you that. I do believe it's the preserved, inerrant, perfect Word of God. I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God. I don't have no doubt about it. I know it is. Thank God. I believe it's been preserved for a people that we might have the infallible Word of God. I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking by the stuff of that. But I'm going to tell you what, you can say be the Bible, but you don't have faith that God gives it to you through the Word of God, and that is the gift of God. No natural man has faith. It's given by God to have faith. God has to give a man faith after he hears the Word of God. It's God that gives it to him. And by faith we believe in Christ. Amen. That's right. That's the only way. That's the only way, brother. Amen. That's right. And a lot of people say, "I believe in Jesus."
Yeah.
Like this man here tonight. He believed in Jesus. He said he believed in Jesus. But that wasn't salvation. Salvation, thank God, comes when you commit yourself to Jesus. I mean, you believe in Him and upon Him to the saving of your soul, and knowing that you're a lost man. If you don't come to Him, you're going to go to hell. Amen. You've been stripped of every good thought you had about yourself. There wasn't nothing good about you. There's nothing good about man. The only good thing about man is the Creator who made him. But it's nothing good about man. Thank God. Jeremiah said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Our hearts are not right with God. The natural man receiving not the things of the Spirit of God. And he's got to be stripped from that. He's got to be brought to humility. He's got to lay in the ashes of repentance and come to God to repent. Amen. Come as a godly sorrow that he sinned against God, that he's a transgressor against the law, that he, my friend, he's a debtor, my friend. And the only way to get out of that is Christ. The only way to be saved is Christ. There's no other way to make you get saved but through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right. You are nothing and I'm nothing tonight. There would be nothing we could bring to God. I like the song Rock of Ages because I like that verse. And nothing in my hands I bring simply to the cross. I cling because mankind tonight's a nothing. He's got to be stripped of every piece of righteousness, everything he boasts in, everything he tries to apply in. And it's nothing that a man can do to be saved but come by faith, but come to Christ as a poor sinner. Hey, I'm not going to waver from that. I don't want to try to waver another way. Thank God that what I have sufficient, it'll get the job done. We need to stick by the stuff and know, thank God, that the only way a man gets to the Father is through the Son. And he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Thank God I'll stick by the stuff.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Hey, he's bringing all this stuff in to build. Moses said, "We got enough." And he said, "We don't need them to bring no more than nothing else."
That's right.
Amen. We got what's sufficient. Stuff we got sufficient.
Amen. We don't have to go out and look for nothing else.
That's right.
Amen. I tell you, if the Word of God don't get the job done, there will be nothing else.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Proselyting not going to get it done. That's what the Pharisees done. They proselyted. People made them a twofold child of hell more than their self. It won't do no good. Amen. Salvation's not between me and you. Salvation's between you and God. It's between you and God. That's why you got to meet with God about it. You hadn't me. You had transgressed against. You broke the law of God. And through that law breaking, you become a transgressor. And God says you're going to die because you've sinned. And because you come short of the glory of God. But Christ, thank God, came. Amen. And made the way. Hey, God fulfilled the law. And God sees him. He says he's a fulfiller of my law. Thank God became sin for us. Who knew no sin? That we might be made the righteous of God. Thank God he took upon himself. Thank God sin. He became obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross. And through the cross, thank God sinners can be saved tonight. Amen. That's right. I don't want to waver from that. You listen to what I'm about to say. You think about this, how foolish it is. How foolish it is to think anything that a man can put his hand to and add or have something to do with being saved. That's foolish. You ever thought about this? I thought about this. When the shepherd found the sheep, I was preaching on this morning, he didn't tell the sheep to be baptized. He didn't tell the sheep to join the church. He didn't tell the sheep that you got to straighten up, because he couldn't straighten up. And he couldn't find his way back to the fold. It was all on the shepherd. Amen.
Right.
I'm going to tell you tonight, friend, thank God it's all on Christ. I'm not wavering from that. I know that's sufficient. I know what he done sufficient. Thank God, even Jacob, when he saw the wagons coming, thank God they said, Joseph is alive. He didn't believe them. But when he saw the wagons, he said, it's enough. Thank God, it's enough. I believe you now. Have some evidence. Thank God that he's alive. Amen. That's right. Thank God they have some wagons. Amen. That's right. That was filled with some goods sent from Joseph to prove he was alive. And I'm going to tell you what tonight. We don't look at what we see. We look by the eye of faith. I've never seen. He sunk tonight. I've never seen an empty tomb. Never have. But I know he lives. Amen. Thank God somebody said, prove it. I said, one guy told me one time, I was witnessing him down at the plant, and I said, thank God I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. I got the Holy Spirit in me. And he said, well, show him to me. I said, well, you can't see him. Amen. I said, but it's evident he's in me. He said, well, show him to me. I said, thank God I can't show you the wind, but I know it's blowing tonight. Amen. That's right. Amen. It's like telling a blind man, hey, this is red carpet, isn't it beautiful? He can't see it. But thank God, if God opened his eyes, he'd say it's beautiful. Amen. When he opens the eyes of a blind man, thank God he sees. Amen. Bartimaeus sat by the wayside begging. That was a blind man. And he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. It stopped Jesus in his tracks. He stood still. Commanded him to be brought to him. And said, what can I do for you? And he said, thank God, he said that I might get my sight. Amen. Have my sight. That's right. Jesus gave him his sight and said, by faith it made thee whole.
Yeah.
Oh, there wasn't no boasting in Bartimaeus at the end of it. Thank God, he just cried out like a sinner does. Amen. He just cried out like an old sinner does. Well, I'm sad to say today, isn't it sad? This old stuff with the Catholics. Amen. I thought about this stuff here. They blowing smoke up there and wearing the robes. Amen. Cardinals and popes. All this stuff. I'm telling you, that's sad. I mean, people think that something that's real religious and somebody knows something about God. They don't know nothing about God. Amen. They don't even have an idea about him. They got it in works in men. It's not the works of men. It's in the grace of God tonight. Amen. That's right. I thought, boy, isn't that sad? I told my wife the other day, I seen something about that Pope and all this. Got to have another Pope. I ain't got to need no Pope. I got one man that intercedes on my behalf. That's right. There's one meeting between God and me, and that's the man Christ Jesus. That's right. There's only one that God accepts, and it ain't the Pope.
And it ain't me neither, it's Christ. I've been made accepted in the beloved, but the only reason God accepts me is because of the Son. It's not because I'm perfect. It's not because God, my friend, has said something that's good about me. It's something about His Son. He said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him." Hey, God, don't listen to the rest of that crowd. You listen to what that Son's got to say. Amen. That's right. Thank God when Peter said that on the Transfiguration Mount. Boy, I tell you, son, you know what? I like this verse over there, Peter. You got that thing. You know what Peter said? Listen to what he said. He said, we heard it with our own ears, but we got a more sure word of prophecy.
Right.
He said, the book right here is more sure than what we heard with our ears.
Right.
That's what he said. I'm telling you, that's what Peter said. And Peter said, it's good for us to be here. He said, let's build tabernacles for Elijah and Moses and Jesus. And all of a sudden, there came a cloud and there came a voice. And the Father said, hear him. Hear my son. And them men bowed in fear. And when Jesus touched them, they looked up, and the Bible said they saw him only. Amen. They saw the mediator between the prophet and the law. Because, thank God, he's the Savior. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God there's nobody can do what he can. He's a middleman on Calvary. I died for sinners on the cross. I gave himself for sin. I just believe I want to stick by what a God. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'm glad the power of God's sufficient, aren't you? I'm glad I got something I can feel tonight. I'm glad, thank God, I got something I can feel in my soul tonight. It's not a dead religion. It's not a form. It's a real salvation, I tell you.
Amen.
So he said, we're going to stick by the stuff. He said, the stuff you got sufficient. Boy, I've been thinking about that. The book I got sufficient. The blood he shed sufficient.
Yeah.
The old time way we believe in sufficient.
Yeah.
Amen. Old time singing sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Amen. Old time praise is sufficient. That's right. He inhabits the praise of his children. I'll tell you, Psalm 150, verse 6 says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I tell you, that little old bird that sung this morning, praise God. Amen. That's right. Praise God. And they flap their wings and they sing, they praising God. I mean, they just doing what he made them to do. That was to praise him. Every breath ought to praise him. Every voice ought to praise him. Thank God. There's more people blaspheming his name than they are praising his name. But I tell you, I don't want to be on the blasphemer side. I want to be on the praiser side. And I want to praise him and give him thanks and lift up the name of the Lord Jesus. I tell you, friend, we've got what's sufficient. Hey, we don't need nothing else. I tell you what we have, we'll get the job done tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to tell you what, if a man don't preach the gospel, he's not preaching. And the gospel is the word of God preached in power about Jesus Christ and the good news of the thank God of Christ and what he does and the death, burial, and resurrection that he rose again the third day. Hey, God, this thing's bigger, my friend, than Grandma. Hey, man, it's bigger than you and me. It's about a risen Lord. Amen. That's right. Too many people want to tell stories.
Yeah.
You know what the Bible says? In the last day, they'll turn their ears from the truth.
Yeah.
That's right. Unto fables.
Right.
You know what the word fable means? It's a fictitious tale.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everybody likes them fiction books. I don't read nothing fiction. I don't like it.
Neither.
I'm not getting on to you. If you do, that's up to you. I like to read something I know is true.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can say 100% true is that King James Bible.
Amen.
Amen. I like reading that to other men, but I'd rather read something that's completely true, Brother Todd. If I'm picking a book up and I read what Mr. Spurgeon said, I know what he wrote from his heart is about the Word of God, and it helps me. Amen. But I don't get one thing out of reading a book that some man come up with that's not true.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, you know what it do all of us good? To not read anything that don't glorify God. They burn them curious art books, them satanic books. Them books cost a lot of money. They burn them. We're not going to have no book burning. We don't need to show out. I think a lot of them independent Baptist people want to show out. You know, they burn records and books and then they go buy them back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I tell you what, if the Holy Ghost got on your heart and you got along with God somewhere and you just walked over there on your knees and thanked God for saving you and said, Lord, I need to get rid of this because it don't really help me spiritually.
Yeah.
Then you don't even have to come to church and say, I just want to tell y'all what I done. You better watch what you say. The devil will be on your back and you'll be doing worse.
That's right.
Amen. You get to bragging on yourself, you'll find out you ought to let him attack you. That's right. Old Roger Massey said it right. He's a hammer in God's hand.
Right.
That's right. Can't do nothing unless God allows him. And I'll tell you one thing, God don't take glory in, that's pride and arrogancy. God says he hated it, in fact. He said pride and arrogance and boasters and people say got that old high spirit. He said he resisted the proud. He gives grace to the humble.
Yeah.
That's right. You had to humble yourself. If you get saved, sir, you had to humble yourself. Admit to yourself you're not nothing but a sinner.
Yeah.
And you a transgressor of God's holy law that says everybody that transgresses the laws are going to die. You got to give an account. He's guilty. Amen. Every man's guilty before God anyhow. Because he's broke the law of God. He don't have to go far. The first law over there in the first commandment, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other God before me.
Right.
There's more of God, little God worshipers and idol worshipers in this day as ever has been.
Yeah.
That's why people want entertainment in the house of God. It's something they can see. Let's call it golden calf worship.
Yes.
We want a God we can see. Where's our man of God? Where's God at? Where's he at? We want a God we can see. Well, give me your gold. And I'll take a graving tool and make a golden calf. Then we'll offer some offerings to it, make it real religious. And we'll take our clothes off and dance around him and act like a bunch of heathens. And my friend, worship a golden calf. That's why people want to come to church half-dressed. That's why they want bands at the house of God instead of old-time hymns, songs, and spiritual songs singing and making melody of heart to the Lord. Because it does something to the flesh. I'm going to tell you what, if anybody walks in them back doors of this church and the music and the preaching is not different from what the world is, then I'd turn around and go out. I like what Brother Billy Mitchell said. If I want entertaining, I'd go to Nashville where they know how to do it.
That's right.
Church house isn't for entertainment. It ain't for that. It's not for theatrics. It's for business with God. It's a spiritual place. And we need to stick by the stuff. I'm going to tell you, friend, what we got sufficient. We don't have to change. Hey, God, we just need to do what God says with what we got tonight. That's right. Amen. They brought it all in. Moses said, what you got? That stuff there, that's sufficient. You know what that word means? It's able. It's able. It's sufficient. That's what it is. That's why this Bible's sufficient. Preaching's sufficient. Teaching's sufficient. Singing's sufficient. Worship's sufficient. Praise is sufficient. We don't need nothing else. Do you know every cult started with a false prophet that sat, most of them sat in a Baptist church? That's right. Do you know old Campbell? He went to Baptist church. Sat in a Baptist church. And he got mad about what the man of God was preaching. He went out and started him a water baptism religion. I'd say Charles Russell, Mr. Russell, probably sat in a Baptist church sometime in his life.
He did.
He did, didn't he? Yeah, he won't remember what. He's the one that denies that Christ is God that started the Jehovah Witnesses. And you know what? They say he's not God. If he ain't God, he ain't, then he's not a Savior. And I'm going to tell you what, there's one God in three persons, and every one of them's God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And every one of them's as much God as the other is. Amen. And every one of them is. I'm telling you that. And I serve a Savior that is God. If he wasn't God, he couldn't save a soul.
Right.
I throwed the book on them. I said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God.
Yeah.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yeah.
Who is the Word that's made flesh? Christ. Amen. The Word was God. God was made flesh. Timothy said God was manifested in the flesh.
Yeah.
What about Titus 2:13? Looking for that blessed hope. And the glorious appearance of the great God. And our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now what people want to do is pin not the Bible to fit their religion.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Somebody said, I don't understand it. You never will till God lives in you. He's the author of it.
Yeah.
And the only way you'll ever know the Bible is God lives in you to teach it to you. It's not taught by men. It's taught by God. That's why you don't even need somebody with you when you're reading it to teach you the Bible. The Holy Ghost is the only one who can teach it to you.
Yeah.
That's 1 John 2:27. The anointing of God is with you to teach you the Bible.
Right.
It never meant nothing to me until I got saved.
Nothing.
Amen. That's right.
I mean, I didn't care about the Bible. I'd rather read the baseball book than the Bible.
Amen.
Some of you would rather read some of this other filth than the Bible. But when you got saved, buddy, you fell in love with the Bible. These people say they saved and never read the Bible. I mean, how in the world can anybody proclaim to be saved and never read from the Scripture? Thank God for the Word.
Amen.
And we will stick with it.
Amen.
Amen. It's sufficient. Maybe we just need to stay at the stump, don't you?
Amen.
Pray through. Pray to God.
Yes.
Believe God. Amen. You saved tonight. Been saved.
Yeah.
Been saved. Been saved. Thank God. He said, what we got sufficient.
Amen.
Don't bring nothing else in. We just need to. You know what? The Holy Ghost is the restrainer.
Yeah. That's right.
That's why the porter's the Holy Ghost, type of the Holy Ghost when them sheep. He said the porter watches while the shepherd go. When the shepherd comes back, the porter knows the voice of the real shepherd. You know where the porter is? He's right here. And when the real shepherd talks, the porter says, that's him.
Amen.
If it's a stranger, the porter says, that ain't the voice.
Amen.
You say, you hear some men preach sometimes, you say, I just don't, you know, I can't go along there. You know why he's don't? Porter don't witness with him. But when the shepherd comes for the sheep, he'll say, that's the shepherd.
Yeah.
And the shepherd will say, hey, Robert, yo, Daddy. He'll say, that's my shepherd.
Amen. Yeah.
That fellow back there had a good voice and he had a good whistle. My daddy did. We'd be up at the Barringers playing. His old roughneck boys up the road. And we'd go up there and they'd let us go up there. But I always beg Mama in the summertime, please let us go to Barringers. We won't go up there and play. And she always says, well, you can go 30 minutes. It's always 30 minutes. They always got to stay an hour and a half at our house and it's 30 minutes up there. But when that 30 minutes come and we wasn't at home, it was woods. They couldn't see us in woods. My daddy had a whistle. And when he whistled, I knew it was time to move. And he had a voice. And when he spake, I knew it was his voice. But much more as a child of God. That when that God of heaven speaks to us through His Scripture, and through the preaching, and through the teaching, and through the voice of God going down the road, when God gets in the car and runs up to you and speaks to your heart, I'm going to tell you, you know who He is. You know His voice. Hey, God, you know who's sat beside you. And it's real. I tell you, I know the voice of the shepherd. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I just won't stay by the stuff.
Amen.
God never has to have anything beside His Son to build a church.
Yes.
Everything comes through Him.
Amen.
And in Him all things consist.
True.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you being in the house of God.